Father, we are happy that your grace has made this possible again. That after this Sunday school, we can stay called to continue our fellowship here around your word that you have instructed your servants to store for us. You said, therein lays an actual faith. As we fellowship around it, we pray, God, that you continue to use it to wash us. Take away all that need to be taken away and give unto us all that we have need of to have. So that when finally that day shall come, when you call upon us to come up hither, then all of us will be left behind.
Amen.
Thank you for our sub-leader. Thank you for the special numbers. Thank you for the hymns of the church. Though they be composed for many, many years ago, but being that they were opposed for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, they still serve their purpose today. Thank you, Father. Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Look, God bless you. I say, God bless you.
Amen.
Let's quickly turn our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
We
read the first three verses. Deuteronomy chapter 16, the first three verses. And it goes like this. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God, or the flock at the head, in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou comest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou comest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life.
Iwo ma kiyesi osu abibu ki o si ma pa ajo irekoja mo si oluwa olorun re nitori li osu abibu li oluwa olorun re mu o lati ile Egypt jade wa li oro nitori na ki iwo ki o ma pa eran irekoja si oluwa olorun re ninu agbo eran ati ninu owo eran ni ibi ti Oluwa Olorun yo yan lati fi oruko re si iwo ko gbodo je akara wiwu pelu re ijo meje ni iwo o fi je akara laiwu pelu re ani onje iponju nitori pe iwo ti ile Egypt jade wa ni kanju iwo ki o le ma ranti ojo ti iwo ti ile Egypt jade wa ni ojo aye re gbogbo.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his blessed word.
Look
at, please be seated. God bless you, church. We are happy to be back to the house of the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So this morning, we want to look at this message, God's chosen place of worship. Amen.
Amen.
If you take a look at the Old Testament, at the laws that God gave, sacrifices, the way they should be done, you cannot but appreciate God for being in the New Testament. They are so enormous. But you know that all those laws in the Old Testament, they are all summarized in Jesus Christ. So we are very grateful that God came in the flesh to die for you and me. God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buko fun yin.
I say God bless you.
Oni ki Oluwa buko fun yin.
You know one thing is that, sorry sir. You know one thing is that the Bible says we all were born in sin.
Bibeli ni gbogbo wa la bi ninu ese.
We all means we all.
Gbogbo wa tumo si gbogbo wa pata o.
Born in sin.
Abiwa ninu ese.
Shaped in iniquity.
Amo wa nu aisedede.
Came to the world.
Awa sinu aye yi.
Speaking lies.
Abere si ni paro.
You don't teach children how to lie.
A o kin ko mo owo lati bere si ma paro.
It is born in them, it's nature.
Iwa data bi mo won ni.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says all liars. Bible
sini gbogbo oporo
shall go to hell.
Ni o lo si orun apadi.
That is why I keep telling people there is no business lie.
Di ni ti bi se ma so fa won yan pe ko si
iro. It's a lie.
Iro na ni iro nje o.
Don't lie.
Ma paro.
Speak the truth.
So otito.
Don't say yes.
Ma so pe be ni.
When you should say no.
Nigba to ye ko so pe be ko.
Don't say no.
Ma so pe be ko.
When you should say yes.
Nigba to ye ko so pe be ni.
In whatever you do.
Ninu gbogbo to ba se.
Put God first.
Bi Olorun se akoko.
Are you following me?
Je nfokan ba mi lo.
Put God first.
Eje ka
so Olorun
se akoko ninu gbogbo
to ba se. That is how to be in the will of God.
Eyi ni ona ta le gba wa ninu ife
Olorun. If you are in the will of God.
To ba si wa ninu ife Olorun.
God will take the responsibility of fighting your battles.
Yo gba ojuse lati ma ja ogun re.
Are you following me?
Se nfokan ba lo.
Once you are in the will of God.
Ni won to ba ti wa ninu ife Olorun.
Any battle that comes your way.
Ogun kogun to ba dide loju ona re.
It's not your battle.
Ki se ogun re o.
Is the Lord's battle.
Oluwa ni.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buko fun yin o.
That is the God who we serve.
Eyi ni Olorun ta wa nsin.
He changeth not.
Ki yi pada.
That is why the scripture says, if God be for us,
Bibeli ni ti Oluwa ba wa fun wa.
Who can be against us?
Ta leni to le dojo ogun ko wa.
Who?
Ta leni na.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever sit down to think about Moses?
Nje ti joko kero nipa Mose.
God told him.
Olorun so fun.
Go back to Egypt. We all know the story.
Pada si Egypt bi a ti mo itan na.
He said, I'm a stammerer.
O ni akalulu ni mi.
He said, all the excuses you are giving. You see, your brother,
Aaron,
is an eloquent speaker. You will be God to Aaron.
Aaron
will be your prophet.
You
will talk to Aaron. He will pass the message across. And the prophet said, if God wants to use you, and for whatsoever reason, you are resisting God, he said, God will make your life miserable. May God help us. Finally, God told Moses, what is that in your hand? He said, say it out. He threw it down. He said, throw it down. When he threw it down, he became a serpent. Everybody fears serpent. He started running. He said, hey, come back. Take it by the tail. That is the most dangerous place to hold a snake. Because he will bite you. When he took him by the tail, in obedience to God's instruction, his name became a rod again. Finally, he told him, you are not going alone. I will go with you. What an assurance.
Yeah,
God says he will go with you. Then who are you going to be afraid of? Do you know Jesus says something? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Who do you fear? You say there are kidnappers on the way. God will make a way of
escape.
You say there are, I don't know, whatever. We have one thing. The gates of hell shall not prevail against that church. God bless you. I say God bless you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I used to say something, may I repeat it again this morning? Not until you are converted, before God take responsibility of taking care of you. Remember, before the foundation of the world, He chose you. He wrote your name in the last book of life to be His own child. Hello? You think such a God, He wants me to be 60 years here, then a careless witch will come and kill me when I was 40, and then God fold hands.
He'll
be defeating His own purpose. What the prophet said is the truth. Until God is true with you, nothing can take you out of this place. No sickness. No nothing. No Boko Haram. Oh, hallelujah, church. With confidence, with assurance, we walk whether in the day or in the night, under the rainfall or sunshine. Why? Our faith is in God. Our God doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. What He says, that is what He will do. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. God has a chosen place of worship. He chose that place. If you look at the life of Moses, oh man, the way God works, it's so mysterious. You know, when they gave birth to Moses, that was the time the law was in operation that all the male children of the Hebrew should be killed. They couldn't kill
Moses.
Finally, the parents took Moses, put him in an ark, put him by the riverside, and they asked Miriam to be watching what will become of him. Immediately that happened, God went to the house of Pharaoh. He said, daughter of Pharaoh, it's time for you to go and take your bath. He just gathered his material with the maids follow her. As they were going, when they get to the street, God told the girl, you look at that thing there. When he saw it, he said, go and fetch that thing.
Come.
That is why God asked him to go above at that time. When they opened, when he brought it, he opened it. Moses started crying. And the love of mother entered into the heart of that girl. As she said, this must be one of the Hebrews women that have brought this child here. As he knows what the law of the father says, may I ask you a question? Why didn't he say, call me a soldier to kill this one, because they come to hide this one there? It cannot happen. God have a purpose for Moses. Until that purpose is accomplished, nothing can happen to Moses. He said, I will take this one and not this one for myself. Miriam came out and said, are you looking for a woman whose breath is flowing? He said, yes, can you fetch me one? Who do you call God? Oh, merciful God. May God give us revelation. Then he said, I will fetch you one. He went and called the mother. of Moses. And they have to put the mother of Moses on a salary to raise her own baby. Who do you call God? If God is on your side, you will always be victorious. There is no disappointment in our God. There is no failure in our God. You will always be victorious. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. They brought Moses' mother. And why Moses' mother was taking care of him? He was teaching Moses that, hey, you are not an Egyptian. These people they call more dobbers. They are the people you belong to. Hello. They are the people you belong to. One day, he said, let me go and see these people. When he got there, he saw an Hebrew and an Egyptian. They were sweating it out. Moses was a powerful man. He just pulled the Hebrew at his back. He just carried that Egyptian. He knocked him down. Until he died. Single-handedly, he buried him. He thought the Hebrew people will understand that it was the one that was said to deliver them. At another time, he went again. This time around, it was the two Hebrews that were struggling. He said, hey, we are brethren. Brethren are not supposed to fight. The one that was guilty. He said, who made you? Lord, and what? Who made you? Want to kill me? As you killed the Egyptian? Moses knew that the matter was not hidden. He took to his heel. As he went away, got married. Oh, man, I don't know if this thing used to take my time. And he said, who made thee a priest and a judge over us? Let thou to kill me, and thou killest the Egyptian. And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. Amen.
Amen.
But God has ordained Moses to do the job. It has to be Moses. We know in Egypt, why did the people not say, if you get a battalion, or even 20 armed men, you can overcome one man? Why did they not get their soldiers and overcome Moses? That will never come to their head. God is in the business. You know all the plagues he brought? Turn their water to blood. Then there's a fly to come. All kinds of. Finally. To cut a long story short. God told him, let every family take a lamb, slay it, put the blood on the litter, and on the and if any family is too small, let the next one join them. And he said, it will come to pass that when the death angel is passing, when he sees the blood, I will pass over you. That is what we used to see, bro. When I see the blood, Well, the Egyptian didn't know what was going on. When the night came, And the dead angel flew over.
Ti angeli apanirun si re koja.
Including the king's house.
Pelu ile oba, pelu
the firstborn.
Akobi
of the king.
Ni akobi
and the firstborn of animal.
Akobi eranko.
They all died.
Gbogbo won ku ni Egypt.
When the people wake up.
Nigba ta won yan ji.
There was no house.
Si ile kan.
Where they were not crying.
Ti o ti si ariwo.
They say what?
Ti won ni ese.
One day,
kan,
all of us will go to bed and not wait.
Bo, bo, wa losunta, ji.
Make una they go.
E, wenye, yi ma lo.
They push them out.
O, to ge, won, le, won, jade, ma lo.
When they push them out,
e, yi, ti, won, ti, won, jade,
God wanted to do further work.
Olorun si fe sise si.
He came to the king.
O wa sodo ba.
Say you have said them.
O ti je kan ma lo ni.
Who will be doing the brick work?
Ani o ma se, ani o ma mole se awon ise yi.
All your men.
Gbogbo won eniyan re.
Your military men.
Gbogbo won.
Gather them, let them follow them.
Pe won jo kan kan topa won.
It was God that was leading the way. By the pillar of fire in the night, pillar of cloud by day, and he led them to the rest. Is it rest, sister?
Yes, sir.
He led them to the rest. Just as if God has made a mistake.
But God does not make
on the right side was a mountain.
Okay.
On the left side was a mountain.
Okay.
Here was the mountain water. No way forward. And the Egyptians were coming. Make believers. They have forgotten all the signs and the wonders of God in Egypt for their sake. Immediately there is a little difficulty. They begin to complain. And Brother Abraham said, he said, complaining. In weak faith. May God help us. When they saw the Egyptians coming, the people said, you see now, if you have allowed us to die in Egypt, they would have given us defeating barrier. But here now, no way escape. On the right is a mountain. On the left is a mountain. If the frog we cannot, they will finish us here. And Moses said, you see this Egyptian that we are looking at now, you will see them no more. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When God speaks, everywhere has to keep quiet. Then God told them what to do. When they did it, the water wall on the right, wall on the left, there was a big main road. And the children of
Israel,
they crossed. God knows their number. By the time they finish going, the Egyptians, even before they start crossing, the Bible says the pillar of fire, he left their front. He came to stand in between the Egyptians
and
the Israelites. He was showing light to the Israelites. He caused darkness.
Oh, man.
Where God protects you,
you
are protected.
Where
they say this is the way they pass. After the Israelites have crossed, that road become a trap. God allow all the Egyptians to enter. He made sure none of them cross to the other side. He released the water. He released the water. All of them, they started swimming. And Miriam
Miramu
took a tambourine.
Omu jamborini o.
Who is like
unto thee,
oh, oh Lord, who is like
unto thee,
oh,
oh
Lord,
who is like
thee,
oh,
glorious in holiness.
O ni ogo ni wa mimo
always do
any eru
he wonders
to ma se iyanu nigba gbogbo. Hallelujah.
The Israelites, none of them raise up hands against anybody. But God finished their enemies. Who do you say God is? God said, your enemy, you will possess their gates. Are you a child of God? I used to tell people, you better love me. If you call yourself to be an enemy, I have just faced the Lord. I will possess your gates. Because God says the Lord cannot fail. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Then the journey continues. Then Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they rise up. They say, every time Moses, 3 years ago, Moses, every time Moses, is he only Moses that is hearing from God? They divided the camp. Some line up at the back of Korah, at the back of
Abiram,
and so on and so forth. Moses went to God. Said, go to the camp. Make a proclamation. Who is on the Lord's side?
It's
on the Lord's side. Lying up behind me. And Moses said, if this wicked man, if they die natural death, then God has not sent me.
Hallelujah.
God buried those people alive. Hello. God buried them alive. What happened there? Head of argument. Head of argument. Buried them alive. That was not the chosen of Moses. It was the chosen of God for Moses. God bless you, church. So people say, Brother Abraham is not educated. How can he be the message I'll be teaching people? I used to say, if you prepare Brother Abraham to join the Baptist, Brother Abraham is a graduate. John the Baptist never stepped to school one day. And it was the only one that knew that the Messiah was in the land. Hello. God bless you. We were saying something, you know, who do men say, I, the Son of Man? Revelation is a gift of God only to his children. Are you following me? There are people that have followed this message that have traveled over 45 years and countries, I mean to say, countries, over 45 countries that have built churches for people. Recently, they learned the message.
Why?
No revelation. But the message,
this
just says the Lord. He will produce the bride of Jesus Christ without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of those things. Oh, hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, no man can know you more than you know yourself. Pastor will know you as you know yourself. Find out, you examine your life. Are you in the faith? Do you take God first in all that you do? Do you consider your father and your mother before God? As Jesus said, anyone that will follow me, if he doesn't forsake papa, doesn't forsake mama, and so on and so forth, he cannot be my disciple. Hello,
sir.
God bless you. To be in the will of God
is
to take God at His word at every time. Then, when you do that, you give Him opportunity to fight your battle. If you are fighting your battle by yourself, He'll be looking at you. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says, and the prophet taught us, that if a man is filled with the Holy Ghost, he will love everybody. Do you believe that? Everybody means everybody. Do you still have a group of people that you don't talk to? Maybe some years ago, want to talk to me. If you are coming on a small road, you see they come, you carry your phone. Hello. Nobody is calling you. You are not calling anybody. Why? Because you want to avoid shaking them. Who are you deceiving? I do tell people, when you go out, pastor is not there, minister is not there, deacon is not there, brother is not there. You look here, look here. There's a place you didn't look. You didn't look up. They shall not see
her.
Watching you. And that is the one that will judge you, not pastor, not minister, not brother, not sister. You are not wise. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, brothers and sisters, may God help us. You know yourself. Have you been converted? Are there people that you cannot relate with? When you are doing that, I can assure you of one thing. You don't have the Holy Ghost. That is hard, but that is the truth. You love everybody. What about if somebody disagrees with you? Is it with bitterness in your heart? But Abraham said, I've learned to always disagree with people friendly. Do you know that Jesus said, if a man walked to you and give you a dirty slap, turn the other cheek? If that Adamic nature is not there, a man slap you, before you remember what Jesus said, you would have slapped him 20 times. Do you know what happened? It's a recreation. The place where God had chosen for all to worship Him is in Christ Jesus. It's not a local assembly. You can even be among the 12 that Jesus chose. If you never went to the upper room and received the Holy Ghost, you are just playing church. Hello? May God help us. I say, may God help us. It's a recreation. You are recreated. The nature, that fallen nature is dead. And from that time, you have divine nature. You have the nature of God. You love everybody. No matter who the person is. You only have one enemy. And that enemy is Satan. You say, oh, what about this man who is possessed? You will love the man. I hate the evil spirit that possesses him. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. The maximum love that you have for anybody is to first of all wish that that fellow will be in the kingdom of God. Any other thing is by the way. Any other thing is by the way. God bless you, church. When I was preaching, God called, you know, the pastor I just lost the wife. I was saying something. I said, Pastor, when sister died, when you wanted to bury, all the boxes full of clothes, the Bible says, naked we came to this world, and naked we will go back. Are you going to be a liar because of material things? You must put God first. God bless you. And how do you come into Christ? Is here the gospel? You believe it? You repent? You are baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ? And you are filled with the Holy Ghost? The Bible says, therefore, 1 Corinthians chapter, is it 2 Corinthians 5:17. This thing, I'm not used to it, but once in a while, especially this one. God bless whosoever bring it. He bring the something closer to us. God bless my precious brother. You see, brother Sam, he's an administrator. I'm not good in administration. Everything you see here is responsible. The prophet said, if you have anything good to say about him, I say it to God bless you, brother. Shalom. You see? So, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things mean anger, means I will see your father. Behold, all things have become new. If you are filled with this, where does bitterness come from? Where does unforgiving spirit come from? Let me say something. A man that has truly experienced what forgiveness is from God will forgive his neighbor. I don't care what the neighbor has done, whether he asks for forgiveness or not. You have already made mind to forgive. When you see somebody, oh, I'm telling you, you have not experienced what forgiveness is all about. You say, what are you saying? When Jesus came here, he came exactly according to the scriptures. A virgin was to give birth to him. A virgin gave birth to him. He took all our diseases and sicknesses. He was healing the sick. They say he was bastard. Bastard born. When he was healing the sick, they said he was doing it because he was the chief of all the devils. And he said, whatever thing of this nature you say against the Son of Man, he shall be forgiven you. He said, but the day is coming when the Holy Ghost will do those things. If you blaspheme, it will not be forgiven in this world or in the world to come. That's why the prophet was warning the people. May God help us. I say, may God help us. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. It's God that is now living his whole life through you. God doesn't hate. Just give me a few minutes. to Jesus. When he was at the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. He said, oh, it's because it's Jesus. What about Stephen? Stephen was not a fornicator. He did not defy somebody's wife. He did not sin. He was just preaching the gospel. And the people pounced on him. With the Adamic nature, he would have said, let me just catch one person. I will bite his nose. I'll be chewing it before they kill me. He didn't do that too. He said, Lord, lay not these things to their charge. That is the spirit of Christ. Brothers and sisters, your actions, your reactions is motivated by a spirit. Are you following me? Your actions and reactions is motivated by a spirit. Then you watch what the spirit in you is motivating you to do. Then you know the kind of thing that is working on you. Hello? Happen to attend me as somebody, we happen to attend to a couple's case. When I travel, I will tell you where. The man has removed his ring from his hand. The woman has removed her ring from her hand. When we came there, say, brother and sister, you cannot be too spiritual. I said the devil will not come. He came to Jesus. He will come. Do you know when the Lord asks you, where are you coming from? He has no destination. He's going to up and down, looking for where he will cause trouble. If you ask this brother what was the matter, ask this sister, trivial things. How about the grace of God? We were able to make them to know that. Look, it is the devil. Two of you have to unite to fight that Satan and put him to shame. The same thing is applicable to you. It's applicable to me. Hello? The last marriage anniversary I did was 50 years. For your information, I have never had a reason for calling a third party to sit with me and my wife over an issue. You say, do you used to disagree? How does this? We put the matter on the table. He said, this is how I see it. I say, only no, this is the way it should go. If you say no, I say, okay. We have a yardstick. We have an absolute. Where is the absolute? It's the word of God. The word of God says it. The word of God. If it's me who deviate, I have to line up. If you see, you line up as simple as that. That is how to fight the Satan and overcome him. I don't care what your sibling says. I don't care what your father or your mother says. I don't care what anybody else says. If what they say is contrary to the perfect will of God, they are wrong. You know, we have, me and my wife, we only had one child that we lost when he was 40-something. When she gave birth to that boy in usage, we saw a group of doctors come around her. They were discussing something, but they never told us what they were discussing. It was later we got to know. I'm O positive. She's O negative.
O positive ni dati mommy.
Are people like that? They are firstborn. There is an injection that was supposed to be given to her that will make other committees to to say.
That
is what they were discussing. They didn't tell us. That is why all the other pregnancies that came didn't survive. What do I want to present in this? When that happened, we only have one child. Somebody from my family. You say, what are you doing? We, in our family, we don't have only one child. I say, in our family, they don't have only one child. I say, I think there are up to 9 or 10 that they were born. The same thing on my own side. I say, what is your business? This is my wife. When it comes to serving God, put your sibling aside. If they are wrong, may God help us. An uncle came to stay with us one time. When he went back, he said he has never seen husband and wife live like that. He concluded by saying that my wife was controlling me. I said, praise God that the home is controlled by somebody. Not be Satan to control the home. We are not fighting. Whosoever is controlling the home, praise God for the controller. Do you know what? In our village, you know we are farmers. You can eat padded yam in the morning, eat it in the afternoon, eat it in the night. It's our regular food. Because he was around, I will tell my wife, put the yam on the fire. When it's done, call me. I will come and pound the yam for her. She, that is why she said she was the one controlling me. I'm more powerful than her. Why should I be allowing her to suffer when I know how to do it? Look, when my wife came to visit us, my mother, to say, I told her, Mama, you are my mother. You see that woman? She's my wife. No matter how I relate with you, you cannot be my wife, you're my mother. And no matter how much I relate with my wife, she cannot be my mother, she's my wife. When it comes to the things of God, Jesus said, I said it before, if you will not forsake father and mother and everybody, he said, you can't be my disciples. God bless you. I say, God bless you. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you led by the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God will not lead you out of the will of God. May God help us. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
He will keep you in the pages of the Bible.
Yes, sir.
He's the one working in you. Both to will. And the ability to do. He does it. God bless you. Let's come home with prayer. You know, sometimes when we come to church, we can sing, we can dance, we can praise God everywhere, noisy. Immediately we say, let us pray. The place will be as quiet as graveyard. Do you know that the Holy Ghost is power for service? A man filled with the Holy Ghost can decide to hold DJ here all alone. He won't sleep for 5 minutes. Do you know what? He's connected somewhere. Oh man. It's like you buy the latest iPhone.
iPhone
it's in millions. Anyone that sees it with you will respect you.
This man is rich.
If you are not connected to any of the network, nobody can call you. And you can't call anybody. It is the same thing. Don't be a church member without being filled with the Holy Ghost. You will miss the rapture. You will miss the rapture. You say, what are you saying? This is what I'm saying. The Bible said the dead in Christ. They were in Christ before they died. And we that are alive and remain that are in Christ shall be changed. What resurrected? For the Lord himself shall... Brother, say, I don't know. I don't like... Okay. Shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. They were in Christ. What Abraham said, the baptism of the Holy Ghost does not lead your system, even if you are dead. Listen, let me give you an example. You know that
Elisha
was following Elijah. That is why anywhere they reach, he wouldn't compromise at all. He was just watching Elijah. Elijah will tell him, you stay here. The Lord has sent me to that place. He said, as the Lord liveth, as your soul liveth, I will not leave you. Until Elijah was convinced that this man was after something. He said, what do you want? He said, double portion of your spirit. He said, though what you ask is hard. He said, but if you see me, when I go, you will receive what you say. Since that time, no matter anything distracting you, he doesn't look twice. He was just watching Elijah. Finally, when he was to go, he saw him at his mountain. Father, he carried him. When he came to the water, he smiled and he said, where is the God of Elijah? The water parted. He had double portion. Where they buried him after death. After a long time, somebody died. They were going to bury him. When they reached the grave of Elisha, whether I will call it coincidence, whether I will call it providence, whether I will call it ordination, I don't know what to call it. When they read that, they saw an enemy. They just throw the dead body to the grave of Elisha. The man resurrected. Hello. The man resurrected. The power of resurrection was seen in that grave. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't owe no man, no nothing. You listen to what God tells you. Especially those who want to mock you and want to do contrary. Forget about them. God bless you. I say God bless you. Anybody that wants to mock you when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it's wasting time. It's wasting time. Because your life is being governed from on high. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you, church. You love the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says, if any man have not got the Spirit of Christ,
he
is none of his. Se Bible yin so be.
Did your Bible say that?
Are you
holding
it? He is none of his.
Any no nipa ninu Christi.
Because they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You must be in that spirit to be able to please God. Hello.
Amen.
When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, your wife is filled with the Holy Ghost. You are not managing. You are not managing the marriage. You are enjoying the marriage. God bless you. Holy Ghost. The importance of it to a true believer can never be overemphasized.
You can't live my life
except my spirit is in you.
Unless my spirit lives in you.
You can't live a Christian life except the spirit of Christ is in you. Hello?
Hello?
The Holy Ghost is the one that wrote the Bible. Is the one that tells us that the man is the head of the wife. Hello? If you look at the body, this head,
that's why you have the
brain that control this leg. If you are there. Hello.
Hello.
You take that and see what we are talking about.
Your
husband is your ruler. Abraham Abraham said, the way you serve your husband, that is how you serve God. It's a quote. Then your husband will say one. You will say ten. You don't have the Holy Ghost.
Make
us so tall.
Let's say the truth.
The Holy Ghost will never contradict himself. He will never. I do tell the people. It is true that the Bible says you are the head of your wife. If Christ is not your head, you will mismanage that office. You want to use the woman as a doormat. But you should know. May is the same grace that save you. That save her. It takes the Holy Ghost to live a clean life. God bless you. I say God bless you. The Bible tells us that the preaching of the gospel is not in words alone. It's in power. And in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. When the message was being given to us, it never came in words alone. It came in power. In demonstration of the Holy Ghost. The Lord healing the sick. Setting the captive free. Destroy the works of the enemy. Establishing the peace of God in the lives of God's children. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The prophet said to know him is life. And he said not to know his word. The letter kill it.
Well,
it's the spirit that giveth life. God bless you. I say God bless you. I was talking to a minister who was having issue with his wife. I told him, brother, this thing will affect your ministry. It will affect your ministry. He couldn't see it. I said, okay, you go ahead. People will know that your wife is not with you. Then what are you preaching? Hold up, just bear with me, I'm preaching. Bear with me, I'm not fanatical. I want Obama to say,
somebody defecates.
Oh.
And did not clean up.
How is he going to show the public?
Oh, ni o se fi han ni gbangba.
May God help us. I say, may God help us. Do you know that you can admit you are wrong for peace's sake? Sons and daughters of God, they are cooked and they are done by the Holy Ghost.
They are not stubborn.
I want to do the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The head of it is the way of death. God bless you. I say, let me give you a testimony. I know what I'm talking about. One time, a brother wrote a note against me in this assembly. What was he having against me? He said, I do not allow him to rule his family. Can you remember? I gave the letter to the deacons. They interviewed the wife. They interviewed all the children. They found out that what that man put in writing was false. When I met the deacons, they told me they have investigated it is not so. I said, let me have the letter. Say, what do you want to do? I say, forget it. What I want to do. And because I know the next step that will be taken, I took the letter from there. I invited the brother to my office. I said, brother, you wrote this thing. He said, yes. I said, did the case have, you know, interview your wife? Are you aware? He said, yes. All your children? He said, yes. I said, none of them. I've not interacted with them. I've not talked to them about their father. He said, yes. I said, okay. Since it is like that, and you have written this, I want to apologize to you that you feel forgive me. I prostrated before him. When I prostrated, he also prostrated. He was almost weeping. He withdrew the letter. Brother, sister, look. You can only be what God wants you to be when you are in Christ. But Abraham said something. He said, it is one thing for you to think you are in Christ. It is another thing for you to really be in Christ. If somebody show himself as an enemy to you, what will you do? In that convention we went, somebody preached, a big prophet, he preached. When he was concluding, he was reading some Old Testament prayer, he was cursing. And I was the one to preach next. I think God helped him. He didn't come to the platform, but he was outside hearing me. Jesus said, it had been said of them all times, but I say unto you, there is a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Of course, when we finish, he shook my hand. He said, God bless you. May God help us. I say, may God help us. I know one thing. If a matter is on the ground, if you have followed that matter to the extreme, and the people that are involved, they are not cooperating with me. My conscience is clear. I will remove my hand. My conscience is clear. Whatever you want to do, whatever you sow, you will reap. That's me. God bless you. I say, God bless you. God chose a place of worship. Maybe you can sing You know at your six special number. Praise God for your voice. If you are not in Christ, you are not yet in the place where God has chosen you. So worship Him. That's why I used to tell the young men that play guitar, play drum, play whatever, play whatever you play. Make sure that you are in Christ. Because you can do all those things. I miss the rapture. May that not be your portion. I used to tell people, if you miss the rapture, we dash you the tabernacle. We dash you all the material that are here. Because you will see me. Hello? You will see me. I will be here. If you come here, you don't see me, you don't see my associate. They say that you don't take place. You say, I've missed it. Make you know, say, you have inherited the tabernacle. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Why am I saying this? The Bible says, blessed are they that do thirst and hunger for righteousness. Sometimes when we are baptized, we just say quiet. We will not raise the request for baptism of the Holy Ghost. We just keep quiet. You know the prophet said, that is a dangerous condition to be in. He linked it with the scripture that says, if an evil spirit lives a man,
he'll
be looking for accommodation. If he doesn't find, he says, let me check the place where I come out. If he come out, find that you have repented, you are cleansed, the house is empty, the Bible says he will go. There are seven more wicked spirits than himself, and he will enter him. And the condition of that person, the Bible says it will be worse than the beginning. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Let me give you a testimony. Church, a powerful service is the Holy Ghost. The power to bless when you are cursed is the Holy Ghost. The power to speak peaceably to a man when he lays words on you is the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? When we finished food last night, and we had prayer meeting, I went to bed. For your information, as I lie down on my bed, I prayed till daybreak. I did not sleep 5 minutes. And I wasn't dozing. Because you are connected. That's what I keep saying. You are connected with the supernatural. We are not ordinary people. Many of us will think ministration is just ability to read quotes. It's more than that. Are you connected with God? Powerful service come from on high. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
You can't bear with your wife. Any little thing, you flared up. How are you a head?
What type of head are you? What kind of head are you?
God bless you. I say, God bless you. It is so sweet to serve the Lord. Very, very sweet. Wonderful. God bless you. I was preaching one of these my meetings I went for. At a time, the whole church stood up. Everybody was, give me amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know why? The preaching of the gospel is not in words alone. The prophet said, those offices are an anointed offices.
They
are anointed offices. This time they stand behind the sacred desk. They are to bring God to the congregation. And it's because of lack of that, that's why in most cases we sleep. The prophet said, check, it may be your sermon is not inspiring the people. Maybe one of these days I will talk about three ways in which the prophet said, inspiration comes. I will talk about it. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Whether the devil like it, he doesn't like it, we will make the rapture. Do you know why? We were ordained to be there. There is nothing Satan
can do about that. He is already a failure.
He is a defeated foe.
He is already defeated.
Let me say something about the young ones that are yet to marry. Brother Abraham said, no matter how much you a girl love a boy, he said, it is contrary to nature. For you as a girl, asking a boy can be married.
It's
the man that had to ask you had in marriage. If the man is spiritual, he must pray and pray through. Because do you see that thing you are entering into? It's a point of no return.
No.
You can't
say
it's forward ever. Backward ever. Never. For better. For worse. After marriage, God forbid that your wife will turn an unbeliever. I'll be wearing trousers. I'll be painting lips. For better, for worse. Your husband may turn a drunkard. May that not be your portion. For better, for
ti
dead do we part.
Ti ku yo fi yayin.
Ati tese. Ale Joshua ko. Man lo. Not to the house of God.
There's nothing like that. Not
we don't believe in divorce.
Ah, gbagbo ninu iyapa.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
God said he hate putting away. God said he hate putting away.
Ọlọ́run ni òun kórira ìyapa.
God bless you.
Kí Ọlọ́run gbogbo fún yín.
I don't know. Let me say this.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n sọ eléyìí.
It may be.
Bóyá.
Now.
Báyìí.
You are no longer having husband.
O ní ọkọ.
But when you were having husband, how were you living? Hello?
Hello?
How were you living? Was he like dog and cat? Do you know there are homes where dogs and cats are trained and they are friendly?
Yes!
They live in peace.
Ti won gbe la lafia, ti won ri ra bi ota.
May God help us.
Olorun ran wa lowo.
The chosen place of worship
is in Christ.
Do watch where Jesus chose the 12 apostles. The prophet said their calling was a supernatural one. They were working with their father with the net as fishermen. Jesus just came, say, follow me. He didn't take permission from the father. Say, follow me. They just follow me. Matthew was a custom officer. He didn't wait for the next person to take the job from him. He just went and said, follow me. He left the office. That same God called Judas. He said, have I not chosen you 12? One of you is a devil. Brothers, they were with Jesus for 3 years and 6 months. Jesus will speak in parables to the public. He will bring them in and explain the parables to them. Despite all that, finally, he told them, if I do not go away, the comforter will not come. Why? As long as he's here, he wants to have the fullness of God dwelling in him. He said, but when I go away, that's why I told them, tarry the city of Jerusalem. And they were all there in the city of Jerusalem. Until you are endued with power from on high. Power from on high. Not power from seminary. No. They were one accord. And the Bible says, there come a sound like a rushing mighty wind from heaven. I feel the place where they were. And there appear cloven tongues as of fire. Or then, and he sat upon each and everyone. And they begin to speak in tongues. As the Holy Ghost give them utterance. Listen very closely. Listen. The tongues they spoke in. Was not unknown tongues. It was human language. Because the Bible says all the, you know, Pentecost feast.
Pentecost
was a feast. All the nations of the world gathered for it. When they were speaking, if Yorubas were there, they heard them speaking Yoruba. If Igbo were there, they heard them speaking Igbo. If Hausa were there, they heard them speaking
Hausa.
If Fulani was there, they said, these are nothing but wonderful works of
God.
God bless you, church.
Kí Olúwa bùkún fún yín o.
I say God bless you.
Kí Olúwa bùkún fún yín ìjọ.
Jesus prescribed Jerusalem.
Jesu.
The people went to the upper room because of fear of Pharisees and Sadducees.
Jesu ni e lo si Jerusalem ṣùgbọ́n àwọn lo si yàrá òkè nítorí ẹ̀rù àwọn Sadducees àti Pharisees.
Hello.
Hello.
But when the Holy Ghost came, fear left. The Bible said fear has torment. Amen. Tell me what the Holy Ghost will be afraid of. Just tell me. God bless you. They were not afraid of nobody. When Herod killed James, Pharisees, Sadducees, all of them, they were happy. And because Herod saw that they were happy, he stretched forth his hand on Peter. He arrested him, handed him over to soldiers to keep until whatever is over. He was to keep Peter too. But how can you keep Peter? Peter was given the keys to the kingdom. He has to open that kingdom for the Gentiles, for the Samaritans, and for the Jews. When they put him there, midnight, The angel of the Lord.
Angeli Oluwa.
Came.
Usokale.
He met the soldiers on duty.
Ori awon esho lojuse.
Won duro wem wem.
Won duro.
O koja won.
Straight. He passed them.
The door they lock. Open for him. He went. Two soldiers were keeping Peter. Two soldiers. As if he was a terrible criminal. The angel just pat on Peter.
He
said, put on your sandals. While the angel was operating, every other human being was out of focus. And then, say, follow me. They went. As they were going, they were going. They were going. When they approached the gate that leads to the city, the city, the gate opened on its own. The master is coming. They cross. After a while, the angel of the Lord left. And Peter came back to himself. He said, it is now I know that the Lord had delivered me from the expectation of the Jews. Every expectation of your enemy, the Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
No matter the expectation, you will never be ashamed before your enemy. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Then Peter started. He went to the house of John Mark, where brethren have gathered praying, agonizing in prayer. He knocked at the gate. Sister Rhoda went and listened. She recognized that this is the voice of Peter. With joy, she jumped up and met them where they were praying. She said, Peter is at the gate. They say, you are mad. You are stupid. So people pray, they don't even expect answer. May God help them. They were praying, agonizing in prayer. God have answered their prayer. The guy said, the person you are praying for is at the gate. They say, you are crazy, you are mad. The gatekeeper insists he's there. Where they found him. May God help us. It's like matter. Who told Jesus? If you were here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know whatever you ask God, God will do it for you. Do you know matter? Did you know what she was saying? When Jesus finally came to the grave,
he
said, remove the stone. Martha said, remove the stone. Today is the fourth day. You know, according to science, 72 hours, which is 3 days, corruption has set in. The prophet said it's the nose that first of all going. Apart from that, you know the balm Lazarus. Before they abandon somebody, they remove it, testing and so many organs inside the body, put chemicals. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, have I not told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? When they removed the stone, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. That was all he said. All that the body of Lazarus had need of to function came to the body. Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New. Is the Alpha. Is the Omega. Is the beginning. Is the ending. Is the one that was. Is the one that is. Is the one that is to come. Is our resurrection. Is our life. Is our all in all. Oh, hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
When Lazarus rose again, they did not rush him to the hospital for examination. He was hale and hearty. God bless you, church. Once again, whether the devil like it or not, we will make the rapture. God bless you. But Abraham said, have I not spoken to you in the name of the Lord? But what comes to pass? The tens of thousands of those says the Lord. None of them ever failed. That is why this 2026 crop of prophets. They will prophesy.
It will
not come to pass. And they will give excuse. The Bible says if you prophesy, it doesn't come to pass. Come to the altar. An evil spirit has spoken to you. He said, cast out that evil spirit.
They won't accept.
And they say it is in its infancy. At the age of seven, Brother Abraham started seeing visions. He never failed one time. Church! Church! We believe in gifts. We don't believe in counterfeit gifts. We believe in biblical, messianic, original gifts. God bless you. I say God bless you. One day, we are closing soon. One day, 2 ministers, they said, Brother Abraham was Simon the sorcerer. Say we are going to expose him after they have eaten a delicious food. They sat at the dining table. They agreed. They will go to where the prophet is holding meeting to expose him. When they go there, one of them has written in his prayer card tuberculosis, pneumonia, cancer. The other one was at the balcony. You know, according to the rules of Abraham Tabernacle, when they see that the anointing is too much of the prophet, they have to lead him out of the place. They were already leading him out. And he never came to the turn of the fallen minister who wrote all those diseases. He started screaming, I'm sick.
But
Abraham stopped. He said they should bring him. When he came, he used his left to hold his right. He said, brother, there's no sickness in you. You are fine. He said, you see now, he's tired now. He can no longer play the jimmy. The prophet said, what is going on here? When you challenge a man,
there's
ordained of God to do something. You are challenging God.
God
came on the scene. He showed a vision to the prophet. He said, oh, I can see what it is now. Yesterday, you sat on a dining table with so color. And you said, I was Simon the sorcerer. You were coming to expose me. The second minister that was at the balcony, he screamed out. He said, Lord, have mercy on
me.
I think God had mercy on
me.
But this one, the prophet said, all that you have written, they are yours. I don't think the man lasted 2 weeks. Brothers and sisters, we have witnessed who a true prophet is. We will not bow down to false prophets. We will not do it. If we see a genuine one, we will recognize our lineup. I used to ask people, how many of you met Brother Branham? One on one. Raise your hand. If you ever met him. None of us ever met him. Why do we line up behind him? It because of the vindication of the word of God behind
it.
God said, if a prophet is reading your midst, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in visions. If he said, thus says the Lord, and it come to pass, and it keep coming to pass, he said, fear him because I'm with him. He said, but if he said, thus says the Lord, 10 times, it came to pass 9 times. He said, he's speaking presumptuously. Don't fear him. Out of tens of thousands of those says the Lord that Brother Abraham gave, no one failed. Hello.
Hello.
God bless you. I believe the prophet.
I believe in Malachi for Revelation 10. No more creeds or dogma.
Oh,
no more denomination. The Son of Man is revealed. The several things.
Believe it or this.
Yeah, walk by lay, Bobby.
Hey! One day, the Lord told the prophet, do you want to see beyond the curtain of time? The prophet said, it will help me. While he was lying on the bed with his wife, he found himself out of the body. The body was still on the bed. But Abraham said, I have never had a vision that I had to leave my body. This was a translation. He found himself somewhere. Somebody was talking to him. There was a large crowd of people. They were rushing coming to him. Our precious brother, if you have not gone, we will not be here. And the prophet said, these people, Brahams are not many like this. The one was talking to him. This one, they are not Brahams. They are your converts. Those have already gone before
us.
They are in the sixth dimension church. Hello.
Hello.
It is too late for the devil to come now and begin to find fault against Brother Abraham. He has no fault. The message has no fault. Listen. Then you will say, if the message has no fault, why then do we have different groups believe different things? You can't help it. Brother Abraham was preaching the message three kinds of believers. He was preaching it in his church. He said, as I'm preaching now, I'm talking to the three kinds. He said, in the tape line, it will be talking to tens of thousands. Some people say thunders are not ready. If thunders are not ready, what is the message? What is the message? Hello.
Hello.
Others, they line up with a fivefold person. It is Brother Abraham who ordained that man. They line up with him. Until his dying time, it was no go area. Some line on it. So line up with Junior Jackson. Junior Jackson was a contender with the message. That is why Brother Abraham preached a sermon in his church, God versus Satan. Maybe you don't know.
Junior Jackson pe Olorun to fi agbagba pelu Satani.
God bless you. I say God bless you. When we are preaching, we don't care who will be offended. Jesus preached one time. He said, this man that came from heaven, how about if you see him going back to where he came from? They say, this man came from heaven. We know where he was born, in Bethlehem. They say, this is a hard saying. And he went further. He says, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. They say, Moses has said we should not even eat the blood of animals. Many went away again. If many are going away from pastor, will he not be crying and be asking God for mercy? Instead of that, Jesus turned to the 12. He said, will you also go? And Peter said, to whom shall we go? You are the one that have the words of eternal life. Oh, hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Everybody will go, but the elect will not go. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Thank God for Brother
Abraham.
When he was born, as a baby, the pillar of fire came to the house. Who do you call God? Oh, man. In 1933, when he was baptized at Ohio River, the angel of the Lord came down. I said, as John the Baptist was set to forerun the first coming of Jesus Christ, he said, you are set with a message to forerun the second coming. Brothers and sisters, God bless you.
Kí Olúwa bùkún fún yín.
In that place where he saw multitude, where they were screaming, "If you have not gone, we will not be here." He said, "I want to see Jesus." Say, Jesus is in the seventh dimension. You can't see him now. You were a leader. You will go back. But one day, you will come back. They will judge you. If they accept you, we they will accept you. The evidence is already. Those who believe in him are the same dimension. Then, that time, people will see Jesus. And the prophet said, will Paul also be judged? They said yes. He said, if poor people enter, my people, we enter. Because I preach what Paul preached.
Amen.
And the people scream, we are resting on that. Brothers and sisters, the people that have gone ahead of us, they are in the same dimension. If they are resting on this, we should be resting on it. God bless you. God bless you. And he finds himself back to where he left. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. But I know who
I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which have committed unto me against the day.
God bless you. I say, God bless you. See you in the rapture. I wish I stopped early. We would have done some dancing. Yeah, but it's late now. God bless you, church. By one spirit, we all, whether you be Ekiti, whether you be Ibadan, whether you be Ogbomoso, whether you be from Elisha, whether you be from anywhere, by one spirit, we all are baptized into that one body. And we will never persecute each other. Any spirit that persecutes is of the devil. God bless you. I say, God bless you. When the darkness I see,
he be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
Hallelujah.
I won't have
to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died on my sins to atone. Not to cross Jordan alone. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You love the Lord.
Sheferon Oluwa.
You love him.
Sheferon re.
Blessed that day that will not be offended in me.
Ti ko ni ni inu ni bi ni si mi.
Don't be offended at the preaching of the gospel.
Ma ni ikose ninu iwasu oro Olorun.
But if you are a child of God,
won to ba je omo Olorun,
you will not be offended.
O ni ni ikose.
No matter what comes.
Ohun ko ti ba wa.
No matter what goes.
Ohun ko ti ba lo.
God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buku fun yin.
I say God bless you.
Ki Oluwa buku fun yin.
Let us look for where in. Make us see the in with tonight before we go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing in 160. Time is filled with sweet transition. Not of earth or move can stand. Build your hopes of the things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Shall we rise? Thank you. brothers and sisters, we came here one by one. How long we be here? It's in the hands of the one who brought us. It has to be one by one. One thing the Bible says, we brought nothing here on earth. We haven't taken nothing away. But remember, one thing you are asked to take away. Make sure you take Christ along with you. That is the resurrection and the life. If you go with every other thing available, I will quote the scripture that pertains to you. What will profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? Brothers and sisters, in my little age, my last birthday was 77. I'm climbing the ladder of 78. I have seen men in this country. I have seen Chief Obafemi Awolowo. I have seen Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe. I see M.I. Okpara. I see S.L.A. Akintola. I see Eru Obodo. I see Man of Kaniba and Tiba Mbadiwe. Yes, sir. I have seen those men. We have seen the business mogul, MKO Abiola. Hello.
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 I have seen a man called Babangida. Here you see today, though it's not yet gone, but it's unconscious. One time when that man speaks, the nation will shake. Brothers and sisters, it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, there is going to be judgment. That is not pertaining to the bride. We have passed from death unto life. We are not coming to no judgment. Brothers and sisters, be certain of God. Be certain of God. You know yourself more than anybody else knows you. If you are not certain, come to the pastor. Make your request known. We'll be praying for you. When you meet Christ, you don't fear no foe. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Say amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Blessings and glory.
Glory.
We sometimes give
thank you. God bless you. As we bow our heads,
you
want to be remembered in prayer? Just raise your hand up to the Lord. Dear Almighty God, you are the Alpha and the Omega of our salvation. Lord, we have just gone through fellowshipping around a portion of the message of our day. You told your prophet, William R. O'Brien, to store the blessing for the bride we have need of it. Today, we don't labor so much to find what we preach. We go to the storehouse, take a portion of it, pray over it, warm it on our knees, and serve it to the bride. It's giving them rapturing faith. It's making them ready for your coming. Dear Master, may these sayings that we have spoken, may they not stand a witness against any of us on the day of judgment, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hands that are up everywhere, whatever those needs are, you are the only one that can meet our needs. Don't pass any of us by. Meet our needs. Prepare us for the glorious rapture. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We bless your servants that are here. We bless the officers. We bless the musicians. We bless every role that anybody is playing. May your name be praised, Father. Thank you, Savior Divine, for granting these petitions unto us. We are praying and asking, oh, Master, that when that day finally shall come, when you call upon us to come up hither and meet with you, may none of us be left behind, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
May the church say amen.
Amen.
God bless you, church. Shake one another, say shalom. Oh, my. Shalom, my brother. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless you.
Kí Olúwa bùkún fún yín o.
Oh my. I wish we had time to sing and dance.
Bati
and praise the Lord. And worship him. And make the devil to be ashamed.
Ajẹ́ kojú ti Satani.
Could you be? Let's just sing this little chorus. Why did some leader take over? Say that shame unto you.
Oh, power belongs to Jesus.
Say that shame unto you.
Oh, power belongs to Jesus.
Say that go shame unto you.
Oh, power belongs to Jesus. We put it to the Lord. Oh, Lion, we put it. Jesus.